is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Los Angeles. The Pacific Palisades fire continues to burn east toward the 405 freeway and the San Fernando Valley. The fire department sent several Chinook helicopters to the area to drop water to try to stop the flames from moving into neighborhoods. The death toll from the fires is now up to 11. Some of the thousands of people whose homes were destroyed were able to save some irreplaceable items.
I took all of my family photos of my grandfather who's recently passed. You know, those are the only things that you can't recover.
Could government officials have done something to keep the fires from erupting and spreading so rapidly to so many areas of the city? CBS's Charlie DeMar is in Los Angeles.
Californians are demanding to know who's at fault for these wildfires that have already wiped out over 12,000 structures. This as police are cracking down on looters.
National Guard troops are helping to protect property in the evacuation zone as firefighters battle blazes that have already destroyed 37,000 acres.
A storm has made travel in the south very tricky. It dropped heavy snow and it glazed roads. FlightAware says more than 3,000 flights were canceled Friday because of the weather, a third of them Delta flights. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments on whether a ban on TikTok should go into effect later this month. The government said the Chinese-owned app is a national security threat. CBS's Jan Crawford says TikTok and its users see it differently.
TikTok presented an argument that there are First Amendment issues here, and a lawyer for the influencers, people make millions of dollars on this platform, influencers. They argue that they have free speech rights to be able to use whatever social media sites that they choose and that the law violates the First Amendment.
Donald Trump is preparing to take the oath of office to become the 47th president of the United States. In so doing, he'll become the first felon to ever become president. Trump's conviction in his hush money case was confirmed Friday by a New York judge who imposed no penalties. Trump's former lawyer, Ty Cobb.
It permanently puts him in the ranks of convicted felons. And it also triggers his appellate rights, which I think a year or more down the road will likely result in overturning of this conviction.
Tax season begins in a few weeks.
The IRS announced January 27 as the start date of the 2025 tax season. The agency expects more than 140 million tax returns to be filed by the April 15 tax deadline. They are expanding the direct file program that allows people to calculate and submit returns directly and for free. The software will be available to taxpayers in 25 states this year, starting on the 27th, up from 12 states that were part of last year's pilot program.
This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Wisconsin beats Minnesota again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers jumped out to a lead at the Kohl Center and never looked back, beating Minnesota 80-59. It's the eighth straight time the Badgers have beat the Gophers. Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard.
And I thought second half we got the ball moving. Even we did in the back half of the first half, we got those to go down, which it's a matter of time if we can continue to be unselfish and move the ball and obviously have it put away relatively early in the second half.
NBA, the Bucks with a 109-106 win on the road in Orlando against the Magic. Next, they face the Knicks tomorrow in New York. NFL, the Packers face a tough Eagles defense tomorrow, led by former Wisconsin linebacker Zach Bond, who's now with Philly after starting out with the Saints.
Yeah, a guy that can do it all. Just watching his progression, obviously from New Orleans, where he didn't play a ton, to see what he's done in Philly, it's been pretty impressive.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad winter day today with mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with light snow developing late, lows in the mid-20s. Look for light snow to continue on Sunday, total accumulations of 1 to 2 inches. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. frenzy, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care?
Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
Just a little bit. the dice. 7-Eleven. 28 degrees at Radio Park. And Badfinger.
No matter what you are,
you've got it. Local news, timeless hits. They're here on WRJN, and we're definitely here. 7:14, 28 degrees, live on a Saturday morning. I'm here every Saturday morning live because I want to be here with you, help you get your day started, and, you know, you're just kind of along in there for the ride. Farming's still a big thing here in Racine County. Of course it is. All you got to do is drive out west of the eye here just a little ways, and you're in the middle of Farmsville. WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. That's every weekday morning. Starts here at 5 o'clock in the morning, along with reports throughout the day. Keep up to date on all things ag. Part of our local news and timeless hits here on WRJN.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. And when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
News Timeless Hits here at WRJN 726 with Rick Johnson Saturday morning. This is your Saturday morning soundtrack, and along with that goes the weather. I'll tell you, it's probably going to be cloudy, maybe a little sunny today, but here, let's check in and see what it's going to be.
Meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad winter day today with mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with light snow developing late, lows in the mid-20s. Look for light snow to continue on Sunday, total accumulations of 1 to 2 inches. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Today I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. And to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. You've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song. In rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Stop. I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again.
Silas is here, WRJN. 7:36 now. Grab another extra cup of coffee before you head out the door. Spoken, we listen. News, timeless hits back here on WRJN. And don't forget to catch the Don Rosen Show. Coming up Monday, he's got guest Charlie Tennyson, who filmed a documentary on the rise and fall, the history of downtown Racine and the YMCA. Be kind of interesting, so if you've been a longtime resident, check it out.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
And so I say now, hang on, Snoopy.
All of 98 years, WRJN has provided local news. Timeless hits now. Just got back home, looking out my back door. See a lot of snow out there, but that's all right. I can stay inside. Creighton's Clearwater Revival at WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothed, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
The words are hard.
was to Elvis, that cold, cold Kentucky rain at WRJN. Hey, we got a good schedule of sports coming up for you. Of course, tomorrow, the Packers are going to be taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. Start time here is 1 o'clock at WRJN. Men's basketball, Ohio State at Wisconsin, 7 o'clock, and that's going to be Tuesday evening. And then Thursday on January 16th, high school basketball. Racine Lutheran at Racine Horlick. Going to be a good game. Pre-game 6:30 here at WRJN.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now. And a trick in a book and a paper, all that I can find. Everybody's hustling just to have a little scene. When I say we'll be cool, I think that you know what I mean. We stood on a beach at sunset. Do you remember?
Christopher Cruz, we are once again having to describe the indescribable. The wildfires in the Los Angeles area have turned a once gorgeous landscape into an apocalyptic nightmare. Residents have only now begun returning to their still smoldering neighborhoods to search for memories in the rubble, although there is still a threat of wildfires. Vanessa Pellegrini owned a restaurant that was destroyed because she says city officials didn't prepare for the wildfires.
They will have a hefty price to pay, me along with thousands of others are absolutely appalled at how and why this took place.
CBS's Errol Barnett says the L.A. City Fire Chief had earlier warned that budget cuts were hurting the department's ability to respond to fires.
CBS News has obtained documents that show that